today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity. Salaam alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. We're going to speak about motherhood in Islam. Today, Saturday, is the 16th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 23 of chapter Isra from the Holy Quran. And then we'll learn more about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما.
And your Lord has decreed that you not worship except Him, and to parents good treatment, whether one or both of them reach old age while with you. Say not to them so much as, Uff, and do not repel them, but speak to them a noble word.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Placing unity, monotheism, which is the most fundamental principles of Islam, alongside with being kind and good towards one's parents, is a further emphasis laid on this important Islamic commandments. Later, it refers to one of the clear examples for kindness to one's parents, implying that whenever one of them or both reach old age while living with you, that is when they need your constant care. Do not spare them in any act of kindness, and do not despise them or scorn them by insulting them the least. That is, even stop uttering the slightest despising, murmuring sound.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Motherhood in Islam is the topic of this episode. A mother's role in Islam is monumental. A bond between a mother and a child is no doubt the most cherished and forms the basis of all life. A mother carries a child in her womb for 9 months, gives birth to it, nurtures the child, many times sacrificing her needs for the sake of child. There are numerous quotes in the Holy Quran and Hadith which highlight the importance of parents, in particular the mother. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "Your heaven lies under the feet of your mother."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We shall be talking again the status and position of women. Lady Fatima Zahra is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, as we said earlier, with nicknames and epithets of Sayyidatun Salah Alameen. This lady of Islam deserves to be in situations and occasions related to her personality, and she should be mentioned as a role model for all women in the world, especially for Muslim women. Special emphasis on role modeling of her character makes the sensitive and special periods of her life stand out as a role model for Muslim women. We also see that one of the important stages of Lady Fatima's life is presented as a model for young people to marry, the final phase of the short life of daughter of the Prophet, is a good opportunity to express the virtues and life of this holy lady of Islam in all aspects of her life, as well as to honor the status of a Muslim woman and mother in the Islamic society.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance. In every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
So on the continuation of this episode of today's special, we'll look at the qualities of a mother. A deep love for her child is one of her qualifications. A mother's love is unmatched. Whether young or old, healthy or handicapped, troublesome or obedient, the child is still beloved to the mother. This love may be displayed in various forms. Sometimes children misinterpret scoldings and rebuke to be a sign of lack of love. It's important to assure the child that he's always loved, even when his behavior warrants disciplinary measures. Such a child becomes confident and happy and will never seek solace elsewhere. The love of the mother becomes a source of happiness and peace at home. Children feel attached to the home because of the mother.
I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny. You're my revenue. You're the reason that I breathe. You are all that I believe.
So in this part, we get familiar with tips for Muslim mother. One of these tips is always be blessed for having children. This is the having the children. Your children are a gift from Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects you to be efficient enough to be worth that gift. He wants you to make your children a perfect Muslim and a constructive part of your society. So feel that responsibility on your shoulders, but don't panic. Although the responsibility is tough, Allah is with you. Prepare yourself mentally to be on duty 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Motivate yourself for all the upcoming challenges in bringing up your child as a Muslim mother.
In fact, as Muslims, for us, every day should be Mother's Day. Every day you should remember your mother and celebrate your mother. And one of the most important teachings in the religion of Islam is to respect and love and show ihsan to your parents, especially your mother. There's a specific insistence on the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَن لَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has decreed that you do not worship anyone other than Allah. And second, that you have to show ihsan. You have to show love. You have to show compassion. You have to show obedience to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You see, this order, it comes immediately after not obeying anyone other than God. So one of the most important, the first message of all of the prophets is tawheed, no shirk. And the second message is ihsan to the parents. You have to respect your parents. What does ihsan mean? Ihsan means that you have to always be the one who serves the parents. You have to always be the one who's doing good towards the parents. And we are not ordered to deal with everyone with ihsan. For example, with your brother, with your neighbor, with your cousin, with your family member, you deal with them with ma'ruf, what's right. You deal with them with justice. For example, if someone abused you, if someone spoke ill to you, you have the right to get your haq. You have the right to reciprocate, even though you're not supposed to. But can you reciprocate with your parents the same way you reciprocate with others? No. With your parents, you have to deal with them with ihsan, meaning that even if they did injustice to you, and this happens a lot, many times, some of the parents, they do wrong, they do injustice to their kids. Even if they did injustice to you, do you have the right to do the same to them? You cannot do that. And this is what ihsan is. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَن لَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And you have to treat them with ihsan.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special about Muslim mother. Inshallah, we continue to know more about this topic on the next episode of today's special. So follow us at parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي